On a recent call-in show about the rise in wildfires across the islands, we talked about the problem with invasive fountain grass, which grows about a half a foot a day and becomes fuel for fire. That got us to wondering about a different kind of grass that's been growing here in Hawaii. Jason Fox is with Vetiver Farms, a Big Island company that's singing the praises of vetiver grass.
It's kind of a miracle grass. People find it hard to believe when you talk about all the attributes of it. It's mainly used around the world for soil erosion, and it's a cleaner grass too for bioremediation and phytoremediation to absorb toxins, which is something that's really relevant and coming up now. You know, we just kind of shut down a lot of the Roundup things, and we're all transitioning into or back into understanding the importance of soil and water quality. And vetiver grass is used to clean soil and water and hold soil back, keep it off the reefs, keep it out of waterways. And most commonly, a lot of our work is stabilizing hillsides for homes and commercial properties and making sure that there's not landslides.
So talk about this grass, because it's sterile grass?
Yeah, the USDA brought it here 30 years ago or so, and it's a clumping grass, similar to lemongrass or taro. It grows that way, so it doesn't spread. It doesn't have stolons or seeds. It has a seed head, but they're not viable. It's a cultivar. The genus is called Chrysopogons zizanoides. So it's just a specific genome that is non-invasive. It's a -8, which is the lowest scale in Hawaii.
So we just recently did a show on the problems with wildfires and the grass that we have that grows like 6 inches a day or something that, you know, that is fuel for fire. But I know that the forestry folks were saying with this type of grass that it's actually kind of saved some homes when we had the bad weather last year.
Yeah. Yeah, and it regenerates from fire. They say it's one of the oldest species on Earth because of that attribute that it has. So, it's survived cataclysmic disasters, and, it comes back from fire, which is very unique. So during wildfires, it can help giant land, sediment off the reefs and landslides from happening. But as far as saving homes, yeah, Hurricane Lane was devastating for the Big Island, and we had we didn't have any fails. So people have been really impressed with seeing concrete and conventional methods not be able to withstand synergistic natural disasters, flooding, earthquakes, things like that. And this grass does. So it was good to see the last 12 years of our work, coming to fruition when we got 50 inches of rain or whatever it was during Hurricane Lane.
So give us an example, like some of the homeowners, what they saw with this grass planted.
There was one that was on the news that people are familiar with on Reed's Island. One of our clients, Tyler, really cool guy, he just built this brand new home, and the river came through his house, and it's post and pier, maybe 10-foot high post and pier, and it pushed out his pier blocks and all the gravel. And the vetiver kind of was the only thing that held everything. He planted it in the front for the hillside, and that held up the house. And then the driveway got blown out. So all the cement applications failed where there wasn't vetiver in front of them. That was just one. There was a lot. We had homes that were next to vetiver plantings, and their neighbors had big landslides, and the places with vetiver didn't. So
wow, that was made you feel good though, like wow.
Yeah, it really did. I was nervous when it was happening, just because so many people's homes are kind of on our, how well we do our job. But yeah, we had zero fails. I couldn't believe it. I was pretty surprised. So.
And so, is this grass hard to grow? Is it expensive?
It's not hard to grow. It needs, it likes full sun. Partial sun can work too. The roots grow a little bit slower. It's not expensive. Usually we install it by the square foot, or we sell smaller slips on our website, and we also sell potted plants on Big Island. It's pretty easy to grow. It grows from pH 4 to 11. For those of you that aren't into agriculture, it can grow anywhere on all the islands, even on the west sides where it's real dry, about 10 inches for annual rainfall a year is all it needs. Just needs to get going with a little bit of water.
But it can provide some protection for homeowners, whether it's fire or water.
the fire thing's, I think, a little less common, but the flooding and the soils out here expand and contract. And if you visualize looking underground, it's, you're basically looking at air, especially when you integrate trees that are growing horizontal. And this is going to grow 12 feet deep. And it's the same tensile strength as steel. So when you plant these hedgerows and, take into account that it also moves water so that you're not diverting water to weird places, that's just another application that it's used for is for culverts, because water doesn't go above the plant.
Are the state and county experimenting with it at all? Do you know?
Yeah, we did. We planted the Lanai landfill maybe like 5 years ago or so. The county, I think, we've talked to the highway a lot over the years, and yeah, it's not as much as we'd like to. I think that they have so much maintenance on their plate, especially here in Oahu. You guys have such a, your hands so full with the amount of infrastructure that's not meant for the capacity of people that are here. I think they're going to start to more, especially now that they can't use the Roundup. I think they're looking for alternatives to, and vetiver would be a great one because it'll stabilize things. And, that was kind of their downside before is, they just like to be able, they like the low maintenance that they were using of, spraying everything. And I think there's a lot of transitions happening in infrastructure, and it's a awesome tool for that. So
where does this green grass come from? Where does it originate?
So it's native to Sri Lanka, which is outside of India, island. The Indian slaves brought it to the United States in the 1700s when the French were farming sugarcane over there. This cultivar, Chrysopogon zizanoides. There's a few cultivars, but the USDA approved one that we grow is it's called Sunshine or Chrysopogon. The USDA brought it here in the 90s. I think that was 91 or something like that. When I started growing vetiver about 15 years ago or so, it wasn't really that big. The USDA was promoting it for best management practices for agriculture. But it wasn't being used a lot in public infrastructure and residential homes. So once I got involved with the Vetiver Network International and studied the grass and found all the science behind it, I went all in and, we planted out a lot. We've done a big reforestation for the PMRF, Makaha Ridge guys on Kauai. That was a really awesome project. And that's kind of how vetiver got famous internationally. The King of Thailand started funding the Vetiver Network International once they reforested an island in Vanuatu that restored their shellfishing industry because of the erosion that was happening from fires and things that was ruining their livelihood. So some people spent about 7 years reforesting using native trees and then vetiver on the downhill side for sediment traps and to establish it was an Arecacia coa, similar species.
So you have done work, though, with the military, with the Pacific
Missile
Range?
Yeah, we've done a lot, some public work and military, yeah.
Your focus is the grass, but you also do other things on the farm?
Yeah, try to. It's kind of been, since Hurricane Lane happened, we've been pretty, just running around trying to plant as much as, help as much homes and properties as we can with it. But yeah, I raise sheep, and we make essential oils too as a side thing. So we grow lemongrass and eucalyptus and, taro and just bananas, avos, all that kind of thing.
Whatever it takes to make it work, right?
Yeah, it's nice to not buy stuff off island if you don't have to,
okay.
For sure.
All right, so maybe folks will be checking into this vetiver grass.
Yeah, vetiver grass, our website's Vetiver Farms Hawaii. We have an Instagram and Facebook too. And we do free consultations for properties whenever we're on the island, like we're doing that on Oahu and then on Big Island a lot of times. And we're on Maui and Kauai a lot too.
Are you the only grower of this grass?
No, well, there was a lady, Mary, on Oahu. I think she retired. And then there's a few random people, but I'm not sure about if they're certified for having a sterile species. So, yeah, we're one of the few that are kind of set up with the USDA and the Vetiver Network International.
Okay, interesting. All right. Well, thank you so much for bringing this to our attention.
Yeah, my pleasure. Yeah, glad. Right. Thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
That was Jason Fox talking about vetiver grass. Vetiver Farm says it's been growing it for more than a decade here in Hawaii and is something property owners may want to consider when it comes to landscaping.